Podcast Talk. Got another great podcast. Great issues and topics to talk about today. You know, definitely got some things that I want to go over with y'all today. You know, definitely want to touch some bases with my people today. You know, I'm talking about a real serious issue, issue that kind of goes, you know, I'm not going to say kind of, because that'll be short-ending the issue, but just an issue that goes swept under the rug, and it's, you know, we're told that it's not really an issue, it's made up, you know, and it's not a made up issue, man. It's something out here that's really affecting us all, and I'm just speaking from my experience, you know. Wanting to just, you know, talking to my community, just talking to my people and just letting them know how serious this issue is and how it needs to be, how, you know, it needs to be addressed in order for it to be effective. But today's topic, man, today's topic is about mental health in the, you know, in the Black community. And, you know, take it with a grain of salt, take it however you want to take it, but I'm just keeping it 100. You know, I deal in nothing but motivation, nothing but real life, and nothing but moving forward, never backward. But, you know, today's topic is one of the most biggest topics ever. I mean, it's an issue that I myself have dealt with, probably many of others. Some don't even know that they're dealing with these issues nowadays. And, you know, you're trying to figure out life. You're trying to figure out exactly what's going on. And you don't know. You really just don't know, you know. And it's crazy because we're told to live our life a certain way. You know, I had a good conversation with my boy, one of my homeboys, Brent. And we're just told that, you know, when you're hurt, crying or something like that, you know, issue you having is your child. You're told to just kind of like shut it up, suck it up. I don't want, you know, and just that's it. But you know, issues come and you're really hurt. You know, you're really, you know, you're mentally hurt. Those are the issues that don't need to be said. Oh, nah, ain't nothing wrong with him. He just acting out. It's not acting out. Sometimes there are legit things that are wrong with these kids that maybe if they can be, you know, diagnosed or seen earlier than 5 or 6 years down the line when it's more intense, then maybe some things could have been, you know, done in place for this issue to, you know, maybe not be an issue no more or to be controlled. And I'm telling you, man, you have so many issues sometimes that sometimes some of these issues kind of plant themselves somewhere and you think it's over, but they don't. They just grow and they become, you know, in there and they pretty much can take over your life. Because it's like, you know, when I speak about myself, you know, I've lost, you know, countless friends. I've lost countless relatives. You know, I lost a good brother. You know, I lost a lot of people. And I was not able to mourn correctly because, you know, in some areas of my life, I was just, you know, so tired of it that I just was like, you know what, you know, I can't do this because I've done it so much. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't have nothing in me. And, The sad part about it is, you know, I'm not the only one like that. You know, I'm quite sure there's an area like that everywhere in the United States, you know, and across the world, any country or any continent you go on, I mean, anywhere, you know, people are dealing with these issues. Some people don't know that they're dealing with these issues. Some people do. You know, some people choose not to do anything because they don't want to be labeled as crazy. They don't want to be labeled as anything other than what America has put out there. You know, nobody really wants to be called crazy, but at the end of the day, if you have people that are out there and don't know how to, you know, speak to these things, then we need to start educating them. You know, this person is not crazy. Somewhere down the line, something went wrong, and we need to work on these things. We need to work on, you know, trusting, of course, trusting one another, and also, you know, if you have a problem, you have an issue, being able to kind of like bring up the, like, start a relationship so that person here, whether it be a he or she, can come to you and kind of just speak on the issues that they're having, because some people don't have those type of outlets. Some people don't, you know, And, you know, trust me, prayer is always good. That's the best outlet. But sometimes we have to do work. You know, if there's room for prayer, and, you know, God put, you know, he set forth these people to be knowledgeable about the things that they talk about. And I mean that in the sense that you put a psychiatrist on this earth for a reason. You put doctors on this earth for a reason. You put these people in, you know, these areas because, of course, they had interest. And it's for us to go, you know, see somebody that we can, of course, that we trust. You want to build a trust and rapport with this person and, you know, be able to talk because, you know, dealing with these issues are not easy. They can consume you. They can have you to the point where you can't work. They can have you to the point where you don't even want to enjoy life no more because you're just so, like, through and fed to the T that you don't have nothing left. You know, mentally, physically, and you can walk around and, you know, be this, that, and third. But if you're not correct mentally, then the engine doesn't go. It doesn't go well. You know, the outside may look good, but the inside is dealing with some dark stuff. And you know, that's where people tend to hurt themselves, whether they're cutting themselves, whether they're committing suicide. These issues are very serious issues, and the victims are getting younger and younger. You know, kids shouldn't have to really, you know, worry about anything. You know, they're born in, any kid, no matter what, they're born in this world. They didn't ask to be here, first and foremost. And you know, for them to be being picked on and everything in school, it messes them up. You know, it really, and they think that the last resort is, you know, unfortunately, it's suicide, but it's not, you know, because life is a beautiful thing, and we were put here to live life. We were put here to try to understand what God's path is. No matter who you praise, be it Christian, Muslim, Jewish, whatever the case is, you know, trying to understand what it is about, you know, just trying to learn. You know, nobody has the answer. Nobody has the answer. Nobody has the right answer. But, you know, this mental health thing, man, I watched a lot of videos and I was just, you know, just like thrown because it's like, you know, people talk about being bipolar. People talk about being, you know, having anxiety, panic attacks and just, you know, being schizophrenic. I mean, just a lot of stuff that, you know, is out there. And sometimes we don't know as individuals what to do because we're not talking about anything. And me, I've become, you know, very open about what I'm dealing with and trying to talk it out because I used to be a person that would try to just, you know, suffocate my feelings and just put them in the back until they actually started to overflow and started just coming out and I couldn't control it. Like, you know, you just like, boom, you know, you might get to an argument. Next thing you know, you screaming about something and you don't even know what you're talking about. You done went into a whole other tangent and your mental is just now out of whack. It's so far gone. It's like, damn, man, like, what did I just do? Like, you black out. But, you know, today's podcast is just telling folks, look, you don't have to feel less of an individual, less of a human, less of a, you know, with your race is black, pink, orange, blue, white, green, whatever the case may be. You are a human being and you have a right, you know, a God-given right to let somebody know, yo, man, you hurt my feelings, man. I don't appreciate it, but you're hurting my feelings and it's really getting to me. Can you stop? You know, and just, you know, just you people, you know, stand up for yourself. Be strong. Be assertive. Be able to just be like, you know what? This is what I got to do. This is what I'm going to do. And this is how I'm going to do it. That's it. And that should pretty much be the end of that because, you know, I just hate seeing, you know, I hate reading the news and I hate seeing that, you know, things are happening to people, you know, and in that sense where they couldn't deal with life because we're not taught how to. Some of us are not taught how to do it. We're just feeling like this is how we deal with it because this is how my mom dealt with it or this is how my dad dealt with it. And it sucks that, you know, off their teachings, we're not really learning anything. And I'm not knocking them because you got to go back. You got to go back further. You got to, you know, like this has been going, because, you know, very well have been going on since the days of slavery, just not being taught the right thing and having to, you know, suck in the pain and not say nothing. They definitely didn't know about anything back in those days as far as diagnosing themselves of what they were going through. You're in constant fear, you got constant anxiety, you know, dying, you know, I mean, just a lot of things. And I just really wanted to take the time, you know, I deal with motivation, and this has to tie in to motivation, because I want to motivate people to be able to speak about how they feel. I want to motivate people on how to go out and, you know, get yourself, if you feel something isn't right and it's not adding up, or your parents know, get yourself diagnosed, see exactly what's going on. You know, of course, get a trusting doctor that you can, or a psychiatrist, whichever, you know, and go to them. Excuse me. And, you know, talk to them. And just kind of, you know, let them know how you feel. Hey, man, look, man, I'm having a rough, you know, I don't know what to do. Be transparent, you know, be vulnerable. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. You're not a sissy. You're not a punk, you know, for lack of a better word. But you're not, you know, you're not incompetent. You're not, you know, you're not a weirdo, you know, because you have, you know, we all have weaknesses. And sometimes our weaknesses become so big in our lives that we don't know how to control them anymore. And, you know, the sad part about it is this, man, it really needs to be, you know, it really needs to be, really needs to be addressed, man. It really needs to be addressed. And I hope that one day, you know, we can have a better understanding on it, you know. And, you know, just kind of try to live life, man. Try to have the support that we need, you know. Have people around you, strong people around you that care about you, that want to see you move forward, that want to see you become stronger. Even if they know you're weak, they're not playing on your weakness. They're like, hey, man, look, I know you're going through something, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to push each other. We're going to, you know, we're going to hold each other down. I got your back. You got my back. Let's do it like that, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the gist of that, you know. That's just the gist of that. And I really need people to, you know, kind of just understand that you're not alone in this world. You know, you're not alone, especially if you surround yourself with, you know, strong, you know, if you surround yourself with strong people, and it's five of them, right? You will, and it's six of you guys in total, you're going to be the sixth strongest person, even if you're weak, but you're going to learn from these guys. You're going to learn how to apply it. They're going to help you work on your weaknesses so that you can, you know, slowly but surely become strong. That's what, you know, that's what we have to do. You know, no one should be left behind, you know. And I do, you know, I do hope that that's something that we can, you know, can be a common goal one day and people could work towards it. I really do. You know, I really want to see that change. I really want to see, you know, something happen for our people, and, you know, we're able to push forward, you know, and just kind of be able to enjoy the life that we're supposed to enjoy. But yeah, man, it's a very gray area, and it just needs to be addressed in that sense, man. You know, we all have our issues, you know, big or small, and some things can be, you know, dealt with. Some things can be, you know, I could deal with this. You know, I'm strong enough. I think I can do it. But even in that sense, you should still want to just kind of like have an extra ear. You know, if both of you guys are feeding off each other, and you just kind of like, hey, man, I got your back. And, you know, hey, sister, I got your back. And it's just, you have that nature of things going on. And, you know, that'll be a great deal. It'll be such a great deal, you know. And you'll be able to, you know, you'll be able to conquer what it is that you're going through. You'll be able to just, you know what, I feel good. I tell yourself, hey, I feel good. I feel excellent. I know what I'm fighting. I know what I'm up against, but I know that I have it in me to move forward. I know that I have it in me to be the best me that I can be, you know? And, you know, once you do that, you're good to go. You know, you're good to go. You're on the first level of trying to better yourself. It's not going to be over in just one night, but you're good to go in a sense that you're making the change. You want to make the change. You don't want to just say, hey, man, I give up. You know, never give up, folks. Never be at a point where you want to give up and that's just it. You know, that should never be the case. You know, always be hungry to say, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna beat whatever it is that's trying to beat me. I'm gonna beat it, and I'm gonna take it down, and I'm gonna look at it in the face, and I'm gonna just be like, you know what, I got this. You know, I'm gonna get the help that I need. I'm gonna talk to the right people I need to talk to, and so many things about your life will probably change, and you never know. You know, you got to be able to take that first step and just say, hey, I'm here. You know, I fell. And now I know why, and I understand why. You know, I know what's bothering me. And that will pretty much, you know, get you at least off the ground and onto your feet. And then it's up to you to keep walking. And it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough, folks. I mean, it's gonna be so tough to the point where you might just really want to give up. But you got life in you, man. You got life. You got family. You got people that care about you. You know? And mental health is a very serious thing, folks. I really want people to take it seriously, man. And not just joke about it. And not just say, oh, it's just some, you know, some people have things going on and they don't even know it. They don't even know it because they never went and talked about anything. And they never, you know, never went and did anything. And me, I want to address anything. If I feel something is thrown off, I want to address everything, anything about that, because you just never know. And it could be one thing that you can do that can stop the whole thing. It can stop you from having anxiety attacks. It can stop you from having, having panic attacks and everything. You know, it could just kind of slow up whatever it is that you're going through. And people don't know that. You won't know until you ask, folks. You will not know it until you ask. And I really want people to ask. You know, I really want you guys to think about this, because this is a very serious thing, You know, and I wanted to speak on it because I know what it is to feel alone sometimes. I know what it is to feel like there's nobody that loves you, when there's people that actually love you. You just think and you pretty much told yourself that, you know, you pretty much made yourself believe that there's not, because you just haven't taken the time out to see who does care. Now, there's going to be some people, you know, with a stem of ignorance and don't want to, you know, and that's cool. Just keep it moving. Just keep going, you know. And it's a four-letter word on both ends that you want to do. You want to live, and you want to live your life. You know, two four-letter words on both ends that have so much abundance and so much meaning, folks. I myself, I deal and I struggle with the stuff I deal with every day. But I know that I'm trying to make the necessary changes to better myself as an individual, to better myself as a man, to better myself, hopefully one day to a wife, to be a good husband, a good father, you know, a good friend, you know, just that nature. And all of that, because, you know, we only have one mental, we only have one brain, we only have one, you know, it's just there, and we have to treat it and protect it at all costs, you know. So you just, and if things are hurting you, tell people, man, look, man, you hurt me bad, man, you hurt my feelings real bad, and it's getting to me, it's really getting to me, and it's breaking me down. I can't have it no more, I can't have you in my life no more, you gotta go, you know, I'm trying to look for help, and because you really damaged me. You know, you really did me bad. And, you know, it's a crazy issue. You know that, you know, for lack of a better words, I definitely want to take the crazy part out, but it's definitely a crazy situation that some of us are put in because of the mere fact other people can see. We put ourselves in a situation because we're afraid of what other people think. Man, don't let these folks have you out here messed up because you think that they're gonna, you know, look at you a certain way. If they look at you a certain way, they're not your friend. You know, they're definitely not your friends. You know what I'm saying? You definitely want to, you know, allow yourself the time to build, you know, on what used to be. Because you can remember a time in your life, right, where you were actually, like, happy. Like, when you were coming up, you were young, and you were actually, like, happy. I mean, you were just, like, you smiled sometimes, and you were just like, man, this is awesome. Like, I really love this feeling. Just imagine on, you know, losing that feeling, right? You lost that feeling. It's just like, man, I don't know what to do. I'm spent. I don't know exactly what I wanted to do, but you start seeking help. You start going to self-help classes. You start going to therapists, and you really get, I mean, you say, okay, I've identified the problem. I know exactly what's wrong because this is happening, and this is what I got to do to better myself. And I do it, and then guess what? You start thinking clearer. You know, you start making better decisions. You start, like, just wanting to live your life and just be like, man, this is awesome. You know, this is a great feeling. And that's all about, you know, being transparent and being honest with yourself. Because once you're honest with yourself and you kind of, you know what, I need help. I need help, man. Something ain't right. I can feel it. Something's not right. Something's not adding up. And then you just be like, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to change this. And I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to talk to doctor such and such or therapist such and such. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to address this and get it done. And boom, next thing you know, you're on the level to creating a better life for yourself. And that's the best feeling in the world, folks. It's the best feeling. Now, let nobody take it from you. Nobody. Nobody take it from you. Because here's the thing. When somebody takes that from you, right, you're pretty much just lost, and you're trying to figure it out, and you're trying to see exactly what it is that you got to get back. But have you not, you know, you're not letting nobody take it from you, you end up winning big time. And I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care if you suffer from, if you're bipolar. I don't care if you, you know, have anxiety, pain, you know, anything that can be, you know, people are judging. You are the best. You are strong. You are the epitome of strength. You can beat whatever it is that you're going through. You know, and if you can repeat what I'm saying, you are strength. You are the best thing that ever happened to you. And I want you to know that. Anybody that's listening, that's going through anything, that may not know how to deal with it, I want you to know that this is not the end of the road. This is not it. You know, this is just, you know, you don't have to just give up. I'm here for you. I'm quite sure you have family members that are there for you. I just want you to know. And I just want you to, you know, understand that it's more to life than, you know, just negative thoughts and people just looking at you and judging you because you know, you have a problem that you're willing to address. Imagine that people really was, like, really looking to address their problems nowadays instead of just throwing them to the back. Man, the world would probably be so much better. You know, folks, but yeah, man, like, you know, I just would, you know, would love for you folks to know that you're not alone in this. You're not alone at all. You know, you're not alone at all. And please, folks, I challenge you. If something is wrong, something is not adding up, you feel there's a chemical imbalance or anything, and you don't know what it is that you need to do, go get some help. Go get some help, you know, and just you know, try to fully understand exactly what's going on, because you know, you just never know, man, what that can do for you. You know, definitely, you know, it can definitely be a plus, man. But, you know, I'm back at it. You know, the podcasts are my way to get to you guys. And, you know, please hit me up. You know, I'm on Podomatic. I'm on iTunes. I'm on SoundCloud. And I put up something on SoundCloud every now and then. Soon, you know, we'll have the videos going on YouTube. You know, for the podcast that we put up on there. And we're also on Google Play. You know, you can always just Google my name, William Rutledge Podcast, and it'll come up. Many platforms where you can listen to the podcast. And, you know, man, just come check us out, man. Check us out. It's a lot of us out here that want to offer our help and just do the best we can for our people, man. And push us forward, you know. Want the best, man. That's it. And if you have any questions, any comments, critique, anything, man, anything that you got, please feel free to come to the, you know, William.Rutledge page on Instagram, or you can even comment on the Apple Podcast. You know, leave a comment up there and just kind of let me, you know, talk to me, man. I'm human just like you, you know. I want the best for all of you guys, just like I would hope that you would want the best for me. And with that, I'm signing out, man. You guys have a good one. I'm going to leave some information up on the Instagram page. Just please, so you guys. Please go away. Let me sleep, for the love of God. And, yeah, that's it. Text message. But, yeah, man, like I said, man, This page is platonic. This podcast is platonic, man. Things do happen. Phone went off. I apologize for that. But yeah, man. More to come. More help to come. All right. Peace.